boogeyman or something like that, I reckon, but I don't believe in that.
How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to...
tort it.
What do you call a creature that lives in the water but has a very hard shell and it can pull its feet up inside its shell?
Well, we have several things for that now. We have, I guess we call it a cutter, a turtle, the different, you know, the different ones, cutters and turtles.
Well, is there a difference between a cutter and a turtle?
Oh, yes, and they're all kinds of cutters. And then there's the terrapins, you know, the terrapins. You ought to know about terrapins from Savannah, no?
Well, I know these words, but I don't know the difference.
Well, they're terrapins, and then they have a big soft-shell terrapin. It has a soft shell. That's quite a delicacy. And then they have the big sea turtles that lay the turtle eggs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
then they
right
have
here.
The diamondback terrapins. They don't grow much larger than that. They're quite a delicacy for making, you know, for making soups and all of that, diamondback terrapins.
Well, do any of these live primarily on the land, or most of them?
Well, now, what we would call an old-fashioned cutter would live on the land. Now you have something that lives on the land that's very similar. It's the gopher. We have them in this county, gophers. They dig holes in the ground and they are...
Well, is there a difference between a cutter and a gopher?
Oh, yes.
Well,
They have mud cutters and they have all kinds. You see little ones crossing. These around here you see crawling across the road and out the swamps. They'd be most of what we call the mud cutters.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, I told a good one one time when I was little, I didn't know how to pronounce tortoise very well, and the hare for the rabbit, for I was telling the children about the rabbit and the cutter. I tell my wife about that occasionally now, and it gets out to be about slowness. I tell her about the rabbit and the cutter, don't forget. Well, anyway, I was telling the children the tale about the rabbit and the cutter, and she wondered what in the world, and she caught on to it. And I told her, well, my remark to her was, don't you know they won't know what a hare and a tortoise is? All right, I'll quit. Anyway, I'm a slow mover anyway, particularly since I've gotten old.
Well, Mr. Young, do gophers live in the mud too?
They dig mostly on sandy hills. They live in the ground, but they look very much.
They're about the same size as a cutter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Gophers.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people can eat?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His breast, chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a river or a creek?
Well, we call it a rowboat.
And what would you call one that has a squared-off bow?
Well, some call it a bateau.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip, pillow case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really, what the other one?
Right, you might say, he really whipped him, or really. I had one good friend that used to fight years ago, and he says, well, I might get beat, but I'm never whipped. Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. And then I had one of the old Youngs here, and I haven't been too many years back. He just passed on in the last few years. He was tough. He was a tough Young. I got my mother's softness, if there is any, about me. But we tell this occasionally to his wife. He said, I'd walk 10 miles any day just to get in a good fight. And he meant, Lord, he was tough.
Great.
Yeah, he walked 10 miles any day just to get in a good fight. He was one of the tough Youngs.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
The calf.
some words that mean a stingy person. You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. Really.
Well, he's tight and close. And
suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say, he really looks...
Did you say sunny or stunning?
Funny.
Funny-looking.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Odd.
All right. Now, would you ever use the word slouchy or tacky?
Well, you might say tacky. They're more so than slouchy. Tacky, if he's wearing funny-looking clothes, he'd look tacky.
Okay. And, could tacky be used to describe a woman as well as a man?
I should think so, yeah.